Today we're pleased to be catching up with three standout athletes from Cokeville High School, Briley Grohl, Addison Barnes, and Drake Plowman. Folks, thanks for checking in with us today after an outstanding state track meet. Let's start off with Briley. Briley, I know I've covered you before when you come over for like the Dave Draney invite and things like that. Mm-hmm. You were the winner of the 3,200 meter run. And for once, it seemed like the weather in Casper was really nice. How did that impact things?
I feel like it really helped. You know, in those long distance races, if it's super hot, then it's just kind of hard. It's muggy. But with the rain and the cloud coverage on that Thursday, it made it super nice and just easier to run, I feel like.
And we can kind of go through one by one, and we did promise that Addison can go last since she ran over from the elementary school.
And she's just a jumper. We're just kidding. We're kidding. We're kidding.
But I, you know, I think a lot of people would like to know kind of the mentality of an athlete heading to the state championship and going in there and winning it. Was there kind of an expectation for each of you that that was the standard you had set for yourself, or was it more of a situation where you just went there to run your best time and see where you ended up?
Personally, for me, I don't go there thinking that I'm going to win, because at any given day, someone can just have an insane race and someone can like not perform as well. So I go in thinking that everyone is going to be fast, and if I want to win it, then I'm going to have to go and run some of the fastest times I've ever ran.
And for me, I just go in there. I have the mentality, I imagine myself winning the race, so I'm ready to be prepared for that. I wasn't expecting to run my fastest times, really, because weather's always not the greatest at state. But I was just there to win it, really. I wasn't going for any records or anything. But I did PR into 800, which was nice. And, yeah, I like to just imagine my race, prepare mentally for it, and just get ready to go all out at the end. So.
Oh, and for me, I just knew I had to place high to get close to that state championship. So.
Yeah, we wanted to point that out. Both the boys and girls teams finishing second, or runner-up trophies, which is, you know, everybody always looks at that and goes, well, dang it, we didn't get the championship. It's like, well, there's a bunch of teams finished behind you. Would love to have that runner-up championship, that runner-up trophy. But Addison, let's talk to you for just a minute about the high jump, because these guys are runners, so they are the track kids. You are a field kid, as it's been pointed out to me from some of our outstanding field people over the years. Charlie Klinger, I graduated with Charlie, and he points out, he goes, I'm not a track kid, I'm a field kid. And so you're out there competing in the high jump and state champ in the high jump. That's a really intimidating event. At least it is to me. That's one of those that it puts a lot of torque and stress. You got to get close to that bar. Of course, the Fosbury flop has changed the entire thing. That's what everybody tries to do now. Walk us through maybe the mental aspect of when you first started doing the high jump to being on the top of the podium this last weekend.
It's kind of hard doing it it's kind of all mental, because once you miss, your mentalness kind of just goes down, but you just have to like keep that up. And you have to have confidence in yourself that you can make that jump.
And then kind of take us through the experience itself. Apart from actually coming home with some hardware and winning the state championship in your events, what is it like just attending state with your teammates? Obviously, starting off with the long bus ride, being a school that's so close to the Utah and Idaho borders, and then heading out east to that half of the state, and then just kind of the overall event of state and being there with your team.
Yeah, it's a super fun experience just being there with all your teammates, and you all are in that together, so it's a really good experience.
The bus ride, yeah, that's a killer before the 3,200. That's what I use to get hydrated, get prepared, get stretched out. Because if you don't do anything on that bus, it's going to be a pretty rough race. So it's pretty important to get prepared on the way to state.
And then for me, I love competing, but at the same time, I love, without our teammates, we can't place high. We couldn't have gotten runners up this year. So,
one of the questions I wanted to ask, I guess, kind of revolves around Briley and Drake on this next question. This 3,200 meter, Drake, you make a great point, because it's the first event of the meet that takes place on Thursday afternoon, and so you got that going on. But man, Southwest Wyoming has just a fantastic tradition and group of distance runners. You've obviously got, you know, obviously you two did very well. You got Owen Burnett over in Kemmer. You got Mountain View as a team that's been right there and won the state championship in cross country, and I think their main point scorers for a third place finish. And then of course you got some Star Valley runners that have been fantastic as well. What is it about Southwest Wyoming and distance running? Do you guys all keep track of each other, or is it just a coincidence?
Well, I know I have an app on my phone. It's called Strava, and you just post all your runs and stuff on it. And we like follow each other, all of us in the Southwest corner and a few people on the other side of the state. But yeah, it's just a lot more competitive, I feel like, because with the West side, like in all the distance events for the boys in 1A, like almost everybody was from the West that placed top eight. So it's just competitive from regionals, really.
I also think it's so competitive in our area because we'll see teams like Mountain View and Star Valley at other track meets that we go to. So we're kind of competing against them, and it kind of sets a level, like a standard that we want to reach. We're like, oh, we need to compete with them and do good against them, and then it'll help prepare us for state.
So my theory that I think I came up with last week, that all the kids here in Western Wyoming are just running all over the place to go see their friends because everyone lives so far away, is dead, is what I'm hearing. It's not real.
Actually, yeah. I've had to run it out a few times.
Yeah.
There's a heartbeat there, Aaron.
It's still alive, baby.
Well, and I know, at least from a Star Valley standpoint, I know back in the day, Kevin Hyde, who had the distance records for about 40 years, he used to run into town. It was like 11, 12 miles, and people wondered why he was fast. And so it's like, yeah, you run more miles, you get faster. You guys know that, don't you?
So as we're kind of wrapping up here, is there any memories from the season that stand out to you guys from this past year, or anything we didn't touch on that you'd like to tell our listeners about?
I don't know. I got my life dream of getting a school record here in the 3200. And I was at BYU. And really, that whole night before, I just had to prepare mentally, imagine doing it, and then on the bus right there, prepare, hydrate, all that crap. And then when I got to the meet, warmed up, got ready, and then really the race was just about being mentally strong, pushing through the pain when it got hard on the last mile. And then, yeah, there's a good group of boys that I stuck with that helped me get that school record, but it was a great memory for me.
A memory for me actually happened at the state meet. It was during the 1600 meter run, and a girl named Jessie Michaels, she's been trying to get her school record in the mile this whole year. And so at region, she tried going for it. She didn't get it. And so she was like, okay, at the state meet, I'm going to have to get it. So she told me, she's like, I'll set a fast pace, but I need you to push me so I can try and get it. So the 1600, we were racing together, and at the end, we were waiting and watching for the times to go up. And I think the time was a 5:28, like a high 5:28 that she had to get. And when her time was posted at a low 5:28, she had beaten her record by 0.18 of a second. And all of us distance girls, we just celebrated, and we were so excited for her. And it was so cool to see that a record that she had been working so hard for, that she got that, and that in doing that, she also pushed me to get the state record, which was pretty cool.
Wow, that's an amazing story.
Thank you. It was pretty cool.
And then one more memory out there?
Just for me, I was really trying to get our school record in the 300 hurdles. And at the same time, I got the state record, the state meet record in them, and I won that event.
Pretty amazing outcomes. And, of course, the performances there at state were fantastic, and the Cokeville year-to-year consistency is always amazing. We appreciate you folks taking some time with us because, as it was pointed out, you got like an hour of high school left this year, and you spent 10 minutes of that with us. So thank you again to Briley Grohl, Addison Barnes, and Drake Plowman from Cokeville High School. Thank you, guys.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.